Kinnikar and Davim Sech the Shabbos Dav Kuf Yud Beis Beginner Amen Af Beginner Taste the Maskel that begins words of the Gemara. Eman Damrin and Chalitza Sik Sher. When do we say the Chalitza is going to be kosher? That's Hecha De La Milsei Manahu. That's where for its own right it's considered as a vessel. Taste can explain that according to Behuda it's more understood that it's not a vessel for Chalitza. And that is in the Gemara we said this Machlik is regarding the sandal of Azav that the outer strap tore. According to Rabbanan, it's still a vessel. It's going to have a tumma of medrash because people usually fix it. According to Yehuda, no, they don't wear it, and it's not a vessel and it's going to be tar. And now that says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yechon, the same thing is regarding Shabbos. We could say it as a vessel and you're allowed to move it or not, but they don't disagree regarding Chalitza. And that the Gemara qualifies, what does that mean regarding Chalitza? Who's agreeing to who? So the Gemara wants to say that you can't say it's Rabbi Yehuda agreeing to the Rabbanan that regarding Chalitza, it's a vessel, because yes, you could wear the left shoe on the right foot. As we learned, Chatzar Shal Smol B'min, it's going to be Kasha Chalitza, because that's specifically when it's regarding its own right that it's fit for on the left foot. But if it's not fit for the left foot itself, because it's on the outside, it's not going to be fit on the right foot either to go ahead and make it valid. That's as Taisus. Badule Mukum Lalib Drabbanon. Why didn't the Gemara say that it could be going like Drabbanon, that Rabbi Yechon is coming to qualify in their opinion that they hold regarding Shabbos and Tumah, it's a vessel, abaloy l'chalitza, not for chalitza, meaning for chalitza, it's not going to be, mishum de la milse, because yes, for its own right, the b'smo, with the left foot, lav manu, it's not considered as a vessel, and since it's not fit for it itself, it's not fit for chalitza, even on the right foot. Says Taisa, no, hainu time, the reason is, mishum de kimin de manu hu le didhu le Shabbos and Tumah, since it is considered a vessel in its own right. For the laws of Shabbos and Tumah, like we said, that because you could fix it, you could switch it around, you could do something. So Avagav de la Milsa la Manu, so although you're right in its current state for the left foot, it's not fit to be as a vessel, but still we would understand that Kashru la Chalitza, that the Rabbanu would hold it is valid for Chalitza. Kibin Nesha small beam in Chalitza Sikshir, but since using the left shoe on the right foot is valid. Avagav Behud, according to Behud, de la Milsa la Manu, that according to him it's not a vessel. Ulamid Achwin in Namal la Manu, and for other things it's also not a vessel. That's what Mistabid la Manu la Chalitza is logical to say, that it's also not going to be a vessel in regards to Chalitza. That's why we're saying this interpretation in Rabbi Yehuda and not in the Rabban.